Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
I'm not sure you truly understand the full gamut of what lies ahead. Consider your triumphs, your failures. So many have told us that we will not succeed. Your family is not worthy. Your sons, your daughters, your wives, your husbands, nor your co-workers, and not even your bosses. Many said you could never rise to the challenge. Many said you are the poster child of successions. But I say nay to all those naysayers. You can save. You can find the deals. Your families no longer have to pay full price. Your families can stream movies, stream music, and have two-hour delivery. And all of those who don't believe, look them in the eye and say, you will do all they say you can't, and you'll get it all from Amazon in 2 days. Now let's prove them all wrong and shop Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. We will all smile at the box that smiles back to Amazon.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
To Amazon! Oh! This is Sparta!
Yeah.
What happens when you leave Corey in the studio too long by himself? He comes up with commercials like that. Hey, everybody, welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hey.
I am Corey Blaze, also known as the Black Wayne Brady. I'm glad that you have decided to join us tonight.
The Black Wayne Brady?
Because the real Wayne Brady, please stand up. The real Wayne, the real Wayne Brady.
Yeah, take your time.
Is not black.
He's not?
He's not. There's no.
See, way. And the real.
Take your time.
Corey Blaze.
Please stand up.
Was not black either.
We have to stop the show at this moment to go ahead and give a shout out to our dear, lovely Lady K. Hey, Lady K.
Hey, Lady K.
You know what?
Hey.
I was looking at the time zone map.
Uh-huh.
And Lady K stays up till 10:30 at night to watch this show.
Ooh.
Wow.
And she's never missed a show for over 2 and something years.
Uh-huh.
And it's 10:30 at night. That means by the time this show goes off, it is 11:45, or if Lip is feeling adventurous that night, 12:15 in the morning. But that's some serious dedication right there.
It really is.
Knowing that
she probably has to get up early the next day.
I was going to say, she probably has to get up early. She's got two little mini Ks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lady K, what time do you wake up in the morning?
The mini Ks.
Yeah. Yeah. And take your shirt off. Here's the thing. But anyway, we didn't come here for that. What we came here for is that everybody knows how much I love this high yellow brother sitting 6 feet directly in front of me.
High yellow?
Yeah.
High yellow. Come on, Lip.
We have 4 cameras in this studio, but I have a 5th personal camera. Which is under the table, pointing at his best feature.
The chocolate chip.
His kneecaps. His kneecaps.
Yeah.
I stop at the ankles, but I love his kneecaps.
Because you don't like feet.
True. But I love this mocha mother effer across from me.
In many ways, right?
But there is yes, but there is one thing I do not like about him. I have never liked about him, and I never will like about him, is his ability to nap at the drop of a hat. Matter of fact, Lip, we have coined the phrase DT mother F, because if when he falls asleep on you, he's basically giving you the virtual middle finger.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, I'm not.
That's why we call it the DT mother F. You've DT mother F'd us on road trips. You've DT mother F'd us at movie nights. You've DT. We are sharing a space right now. You've detained Mother FB in the middle of the playoff games, but I'll give you a credit for that because it was boring as hell.
Yes, that was a Spurs Grizzly game. That was the only time my mother effed you in the playoff game.
You wouldn't have mother effed me for that Memphis and Toronto game tonight because Toronto came back.
You mean Milwaukee?
Milwaukee? No. Toronto, Milwaukee.
I know who's playing who.
I know, and he's yelling now, even though he said during soundcheck, "Yeah, I'm gonna talk this low." Here's the thing. You wouldn't have mother effed me on that. But no, we call it the detailed mother effed because you fall asleep.
Yes.
I personally, Corey Blaze, honestly thinks you have an undiagnosed case of narcolepsy.
Oh, that sounds incredible.
I think you might be right.
But I might be, my hatred towards that might be wrong by this new article that was put out by healthspiritbody.com.
Okay.
That says napping can dramatically increase learning, memory, awareness, and more.
Wow. I knew this, Corey. I knew this.
No, you didn't.
I totally knew this.
You did not.
Because every time I went to sleep, for like 10 to 20 minutes, I'd wake up and I felt like my short-term memory had been defragged.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My mind has been rebooted.
Mm-hmm.
I felt more energized and alert.
Yes. Now, before you put the intern on all fours, hop up on his back to get on your high horse, let me explain to you what the article says.
Okay.
Oh.
Many Europeans believe in the benefits of napping.
Okay.
So much so that the Europeans actually shut down the workday in the afternoon to allow everyone to take a quick power nap, recharge, and then come back to work.
Yes.
Unfortunately, this is not the case in the U.S., where a midday nap is not only a luxury, but oftentimes is perceived as downright laziness.
Oh.
But that's our perception. Actually, did you know that not only Europeans, but in South America and Central America.
Can you say Guadalajarans?
Guadalajarans.
Thank you.
Guadalajarans.
They have similar things. They call them siestas.
Siestas.
So actually, a lot of countries outside of America have this midday nap that they have built into their infrastructure.
Mm.
What is America doing? We thought we'll get a leg up on everybody.
No.
And work throughout the day.
No. Americans have been proven to work themselves to the bone.
Exactly.
So how long are your average detained mother refs?
My average ones, it just depends on the place I'm at.
But if you had an average,
if I'm at home,
yeah, if you had to round,
if I'm at home, I would say anywhere from
3 to 4 days.
No, from 30 to 60 minutes.
Okay, that's not a that
is a nap.
Okay, I'll give you that.
That is a nap because it's not a full, because a cycle is 90 minutes. Okay. So 90 minutes is one sleep cycle.
Okay.
The entering of a sleep cycle.
So if you took your at home, if you took your at work, if you took your while you're driving nap average and put it all in an average, what would be an average amount of time that you detail mother F?
The average time I sleep in a day. Are we talking about just napping, or are we talking about sleep?
Just napping.
Okay, so I have 8 hours.
Am I speaking English? What the hell?
I don't know, Corey. I don't know.
What do I do with my hands? In an average day, when you decide to nap, or when your body just decides to just... How long is that cycle?
I probably get an extra 2 hours a day.
On average, if you napped, it would be a 2-hour nap.
Oh, no.
Or on average, when you nap, would it be 5? What are we all Glarnock 7?
You said if I take all my times and put them together.
And average them out, how long would an average nap be long? Would it be 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 60 minutes, 90 minutes, 30 minutes?
15 minutes each.
15 minutes each.
On average.
Okay, good. I'm glad you did that. Because if we would have went with 90 minutes, you were above average. Because studies have shown that short naps can improve awareness, productivity, but you don't need much. Just 15 to 20 minutes can make a world of a difference.
Yeah, 15
now,
minutes.
Now, according to a study from the University of Colorado Boulder, discovered that children...
Mm-hmm.
Children?
Yeah.
From ages?
Who didn't take... I would assume under the age of 18.
I would assume under the age of 10.
Children who didn't take their nap, didn't yes. display much joy and interest, had a higher level of anxiety and lower problem-solving skills compared to other children who napped regularly. The same goes for adults as well. So, this may have opened up my eyes to the fact that what you were doing, you may not have an undiagnosed case of narcolepsy, but I think you do. But what you were doing clearly is something that 1.2 million people have shared this article. And according to the experts, 10 to 20 minutes is quite enough to refresh your mind and increase your energy and alertness. Now, part of my hatred toward your ability to detail Mother F anybody at any time is the fact that I can't do it. When I hit pillow to, head to pillow, it's 6 hours. I'm out 6 hours. I'm not coming back for 6 hours.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. That's not what I'm laughing about.
I know. I was trying to. I was about to say. When I put heels to Jesus, I put. No, it's 6 hours.
We haven't talked like that in months.
I know.
In a year.
I know. Spartacus talk. But when I do that, I'm down for 6 hours. If I take a 10-minute nap, I'm groggy as hell. I'm mad at the world.
That's funny. It's like when I don't put head to desk.
Head to desk.
When you don't put head to pillow for slumber, now we're talking Spartacus.
When I'm not in my schlar face, take it back to the Coneheads.
I don't know what that means.
That's Coneheads.
Oh, okay.
They're schlar face.
Okay. I thought we were going Spartacus.
Well, I was, but then I was like, Slarface is a good sleep reference.
That is, but now it doesn't work with the Spartacus music playing.
Yes, but when I go face the Slar,
That's
Spartacus.
That's Spartacus right there.
If I don't do that, I get really grumpy and cranky throughout the day.
Okay, so where is
my lunch break?
Your awareness. Where is your memory? And where is your low level of anxiety? And where is your problem solving skills?
What are you talking about? I got all that.
Because as much as you sleep, dude, you should be saving the world.
Well, I'm super aware at work. I got to take care of all those kids.
Because
I'm aware at work and not at home. Because at home, I'm too busy sleeping, getting ready for the next day.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
But the B-A-B-E-E.
Why, Tim?
Why? Because he came out of nowhere. We don't even know him. How can we trust him?
Come on, he's just a beagle.
Look at him. He wears a suit.
I know. Isn't it cute?
He's like a little man.
He carries a briefcase. Does no one else think that's, I don't know, a little freaky?
Well, you carried Lam Lam around until you were like...
This is not about Lam Lam.
All babies are different, Tim.
And each one is special.
He's taking over the whole house.
Are you taking over the house? Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Trust me, one day you're going to get to know this little guy, and you are going to love him with all of your heart, just like we do.
Never.
It must be true, 'cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze. And now, the man, the myth, the legend, Corey Blaze.
Stevie Wonder! I picked that just for Uncle Melvin. Uncle Melvin and his cotton ball wind chime factory. This goes out to you.
What is his real name?
Vincent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he's Uncle.
Who said Melvin?
You did.
You know I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I never said Melvin.
And that was a little. Didn't Lady K comment on Instagram or something like that? Lip earlier about how she's excited about the Boss Baby.
I think so.
Yeah. So I got my Boss Baby pop because that was the Boss Baby opening. I ordered this myself, and it came with a beat-up box. But we'll share more about that in a little bit. Fat Guy Radio Show live from Arizona. Heard in 79 different countries all over the world with over 500,000 downloads. With the best listeners in the world. And I'm talking about Y-O-U. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, also known as the Black Wayne Brady. Joined by our executive producer, Phil Olympias.
Yes, sir.
Also known as the Mexican Wayne Brady. Uh-huh. And our associate producer, Daniel Mother Effin Taylor.
Sad dude.
Also known as the Mocha Wayne Brady. We like the show to be interactive. Tweet me and the guys during the show at Fat Guy Radio Show. Make sure to like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show. And today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by Target at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. With April showers brings May flowers and great deals. So Target is offering everything from kids' toys to wall decor and more. Target has it all on sale this week. Starting this coming Sunday, Target shoppers that use the Target banner on our website will find savings in home furniture and toys. In addition, all kids' C9 Champion clothing will be buy one, get one 50% off through the Target banner on our Target or our Target icon. On our official show app, you can also save 20% on Infantano toys. These terrific savings and much more all through the fatguyradioshow.com/Target, the Target banners, or by tapping the Target icon on our Apple Store app. Target, expect more, pay less. What happened? Did we lose Facebook?
Yeah, they kicked us off.
What did it say?
It said something about, like, this isn't supported, and check out the developer site, blah, blah, blah.
That's not okay. Well, yeah. Hopefully we are back.
I just restarted it.
Restarted it? Well, if we're having problems with the Facebook folks, we are also on fatguyradioshow.com/live.
Yeah, I think they don't want us live streaming our show.
I don't know why they don't want.
Maybe it's the network messing with this.
Who knows? I doubt if it's the network.
Well, I think maybe, like, the first couple of they didn't realize we were a podcast. A radio show doing what we do.
Well, you know how much I can't say anything about Facebook, but
they want our money.
K just said that the Facebook feed, this is live radio, folks. This is what happens. So if we can't get back up on it, ladies and gentlemen, go over to fatguyradioshow.com/live. And
if they're on Facebook, they can't hear us.
Why can't they hear us?
If it's not working.
Oh. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll just keep mulling on with the show.
Wait, hold on. I thought you said they said on Facebook they couldn't hear us. And he said, if they're not on Facebook, they can't hear us.
Exactly. But all more the reason to visit our Vimeo page.
Exactly.
To catch the replay, because we keep forging ahead. And hopefully everything will be restored here. It seems like we're back up and ready to go. Well, welcome to the show, everybody. We'll cut all that other part out. So, yes, Boss Baby.
Yes.
Did we review that movie in...
I can't say we did.
Sup, Doug?
Yeah, Doug off the Facebook there. Did we review that movie on Trailer Talk?
I don't recall that one.
Well, Boss Baby is the movie... Mm-hmm. I don't know if we reviewed it on Trailer Talk.
If you did, I wasn't here for that.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that the movie. Those of you that follow me on... Snap of the chat. Corey Blaze, you can follow me on Snapchat. Me and the little guy ventured 400 miles to the east.
400 miles.
To Desert 400 Ridge.
400 miles to the east.
To see.
You guys went to New Mexico? Miles
yeah, we went to New Mexico to pretty much see Boss Baby, the movie. And what was so funny is that while we were driving in the car, AJ was literally counting the theaters we were driving by. Because we did.
But. In your defense to AJ,
yes,
those theaters aren't suitable.
They're not.
They're not. Mm-mm.
They aren't. And here's the thing:
they're very seedy.
We did our whole Saturday wrong. We started our Saturday by washing the car.
Mm-hmm. Is that the first wash?
That is the first wash ever. And I took it to the ghettoest of ghettoest wash, and they used smelly towels. Mm. And I told them not to put. Fragrance in my car, and they did. And
what was it? Was it Black Ice?
It was not Black Ice, but it was ran by Black Ice.
They didn't look like me?
They did not. They did look like you, but they look like the criminal version of you.
Oh.
And you know what?
Did you have any chain
face
left
tattoos?
In your...
The thing, they did. So one did have a face tattoo. Here's what I should have noticed. I should have noticed not Nan, one of them was wearing a uniform at that car wash.
Ooh.
That there, ladies and gentlemen.
You got your car back?
Yeah, they didn't even work. That's the thing. They didn't even work for the car wash. They walked past the car wash and was like, look, the buckets and soap is out. Let's just stand here. If someone comes, we'll take the money and go.
The sign of a bad car wash, ladies and gentlemen, is when you don't see people wearing uniforms.
The second sign of a bad car wash is if the dude with a face tattoo's name is Little Joker.
The third sign of a bad car wash is when you pull up, none of the prices are listed above the services they provide.
The fourth sign of the car wash being... How's it go?
Oh, God.
Anyways, the fourth sign is the sign says closed on it.
That's a good one.
That was a good one. The 18th sign of a bad car wash is when you ride up, all of the people that are supposed to be working inside the car wash are outside smoking weed.
Oh. And the 1,000,000th sign of a bad car wash is when they say they only take cash only.
And the fifth reason of a bad car wash is when you drive up and you don't have to stop driving in order for them to start washing your car.
And reason number A for a bad car wash is when they have their water hose attached to the AutoZone next door.
Reason number XX4.3 proving that it's a bad car wash is when you get there, there is a fat dude on a bike riding a stationary bike to pump the water out of the well that Anne Frank lived in so they can start to wash your car.
And doctor's note number 10 is when the car wash is ran by Donald Trump.
Oh. Doc 4.557AC to prove that it is a bad car wash is when the car wash is located on 99th Avenue in Northern. Because that's exactly where I was.
Hold on.
Wait, there's another one?
Yes, one more. Last one.
Okay.
This one's from Doug Engel.
Okay, Doug Engel.
All right, Doug Engel says that... And the proof package, appendage number C for bad car wash, is when you have to rewash your car when you get home.
Which is exactly what I had to do because me and AJ went and washed the car.
And it smelled like dirty rags.
My brand new whip, and we drove that dirty rag smelling car for 300 more miles.
And I would drive 300 miles, and I would drive 300 more.
So we did it backwards. We washed the car first, then we drove around. AJ did his first freeway driving lesson.
That's like wiping your butt before you poop.
I did that this morning, too. I'm just having a backwards day.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just having a backwards day. Lip really thought I just went backwards.
Is your firmer never moment?
It's not firmer never. But Boss Baby.
Okay.
It was actually a really good movie.
Was it?
Yes. Wow. Until the little nose miner that was sitting on the same row as us discovered that the floor underneath him was hollow and decided to jump up and down on it.
Oh, wow.
I bitched about this so many times. Uh-huh. And our voiceover guy, Doug Engel, is watching right now. Doug's got young kids.
So this is to you, Doug.
No, it's not to Doug, because I don't think Doug's well-behaved children would act like this in a theater. It's very difficult to take a child to a theater, but it's even worse when the selfish-ass parents don't corral the kid.
It's because they don't want to spank their kids.
Okay, look, AJ, I know and can tell when AJ wants to do something.
Never!
And when he doesn't want to do something.
Yeah.
Okay? These parents clearly have to have a read on their kid and know and be able to tell if their kid is capable of handling a 90-minute movie. Be it a kid movie or not, not all kids do well in theaters. Mm. And this little ankle biter was one of those kids that didn't do well. And then they had the dad with the drool falling out the side of his lip because, all I know is to make the babies. I don't know nothing about raising them. He didn't have one control over, and they were there with, it was the mama, it was the daddy, it was the auntie, it was the grandma, and there was probably the lesbian sister that hasn't come out of the closet.
Wow.
All of those people were there in the same row as me and AJ, and this little mother effer is just sitting there just bouncing up and down the row. Ooh, my feet are making noise while everybody's trying to watch the movie.
Were they rednecks?
They were white. Yeah, and they couldn't control that little, oh, I almost called him a bad word. and he just bouncing up and down. And I know I'm hitting the console, but I'm doing that for effect. He's bouncing up and down. He went from the mom who was sitting all the way on one side to the grandma who was sitting all the way on the other side, walked right past the dad, the lesbian sister, and the weirdo. And not now one of them reached down and grabbed him by the nape of his neck and said, sit your little bad ass down. Nobody said nothing. I came this close to getting up and busting him in the stomach or the throat. I swear for the Lord. I would have busted his head open to the white meat.
According to Doug, white kids are the worst.
They are the worst. And I'm telling you, and that guy was the ringleader for the whole thing.
See, black kids get like crazy when there's no parents around, because right. When their parents are around, they are well behaved.
Yeah, because if a black kid mess up around they family, they mama and their daddy, you get your teeth knocked into the back of your throat.
Yeah, you.
You
do.
Ain't
yeah.
You getting your head slapped so hard your eyes blink. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna allow that to happen. We don't care where you are. She goes, my mama has slapped me so hard I missed 3 days of school and didn't even know it.
She literally slapped him into next week.
She slapped me from Monday to Thursday, and I was like, I missed the test on Tuesday.
Well, I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I was a lot darker than what I am now.
What?
But I got in trouble so much, my dad beat the tan off me.
He slapped the black off you.
He told me he would. I said, try me, Negro. What? And now I'm mocha.
What that little kid was doing in that theater would have never fly. And I got to the point. It didn't take me long.
Timeouts.
White kid, wow. Timeout dug off of the Facebook. It took me probably 5 minutes of him jumping up and down. Yeah. Before he started jumping up and down, though, I counted it. Five bathroom breaks.
Wow.
And that was just during the previews.
Wow.
I should have known at that point that little not-nosed kid was going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Five bathroom breaks. And he was just as happy and just skipping and going to the bathroom in the theater.
Question.
And here's the thing. They were sitting in the five seats in the middle of the row. Mm. So what do we have to do? We had to unrecline. AJ had to unrecline his chair. I had to unrecline my chair to let them go past.
Where were you guys at?
We were at the Desert Ridge. They have reserved seating and reclining chairs there. That's why. I went. I'm Corey Blaze.
Question.
Answer. Yes, I'll entertain a question.
Was there another row where you guys could have gone?
No, because it was sold out, and me and AJ got the last two of four seats that remained, even though we got to the theater probably 30 minutes before the movie. I wasn't aware that AMC theater at Desert Ridge did reserve seating, because if I would have, I couldn't have gone to my Corey Blaze theater at the Esplanade, because AJ can't get into the side that the nose miners don't go to. Because it's 21 and over on that one side.
Oh, the Cine Suites?
Right. And remember, you screwed up and got us on the cheap people seats.
Ooh. Yeah, fork and screen.
Fork and screen. And I was not about to experience that again.
Oh, no.
And here's the thing. Those seats at Desert Ridge were 75% as big as the luxury seats at Cine Suites.
Wow.
Yeah. And there was a smaller theater, too. Which was okay, was cool. But we got there 30 minutes before, and we were second row. And you don't go see a movie in second row.
No, you don't. You know what? You don't in a normal theater.
Right.
With the reclining seats, I guess it's not as bad, because now you can recline far enough back to where you're not breaking your neck to look back and forth.
Very true. I was, yet Corey went and got popcorn three times. You know what, Doug? Nobody asked you. I did not go get popcorn three times.
It was four.
I'm Corey Blaze. I had it brought to me. No, I'm
kidding. No, you're not. No, you're not.
They didn't have that service at Desert Ridge.
Oh, okay.
They had that at
I remember when we were there, you refilled your bowl like seven times.
That's because the popcorn served in a square bowl. Okay, duh.
And then you did not So, ladies and gentlemen, Corey's like,
yeah, Curry.
Corey is very particular about the receptacles of his popcorn.
At the Esplanade Theater.
And this is how I realized that.
Huh?
When I took him to go see the man of super.
The super of the man.
Wait,
that was pretty much the way you say it.
Yeah. We were in the Fork and Screen. Your popcorn comes in a trough bag.
A bag. Like I'm some horse.
You throw it over your shoulders like a continental soldier.
Doug, keep talking crap on the Facebook feed. I can see the Facebook feed too. DK ain't the only one, Doug. Don't make me come through this computer.
Yes, he is very OCD.
Yes, I am.
If you bring his popcorn in a bag, he will eat that popcorn. Albeit is not as buttered as he liked and asked extra butter.
Yes.
And not as much salt as he wanted, and he even asked for extra salt.
Salted perfection.
See, you like how I remember.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the naps I take.
Yeah, but you didn't. Yeah, but your ass didn't remember that you were the reason I ended up in Fork and Pour.
That's why I'm not allowed. I'm allowed to pick the movies, not schedule the movies.
Exactly.
But he only had one bag. Mind you, when we were in the Cine Suites, this fool had eight bowls.
Because that popcorn was dusted with crack. It was delicious.
It was good. I had two bowls
It was dough. Better than the popcorn that we got over in Fork and Pour.
Yes. I love how you call it Fork and Pour.
Because that's where all the poor people go.
Pour the screen.
Wow. All right, folks. That's probably what got us kicked off Facebook is the fact that we weren't talking over the music. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to take a quick break right here. And on the other side of this break, we're going to introduce a new segment that everybody is going to love. And I'm going to need you, DT, to wake up our producer because it features him.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Wiki.
You miss a little, you miss a lot right here on Fat Guy Radio Show. Stop the show. Stop the show. I got a question to ask. Do you have an apple? No, not the red, delicious fruit that grows on a tree down the street. I'm talking about an Apple iPhone. Well, if you do, there's an app missing from your phone. It's the official Fat Guy Radio Show app for the iPhone or iPad. It's not always easy to get to our website to hear the show, so by downloading the free Fat Guy Radio Show app from the iTunes Store, you can take the show anywhere, listen anytime, and shop our biggest sponsors right through the app. So click on the Apple App Store app, search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word, and download the app. It's free, silly, and with no ads to bog down your phone. The Fat Guy Radio Show app, available now in the iTunes App Store or at fatguyradioshow.com/app. Okay, we can restart the show now.
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
Back to the fun and folly. It's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze. But I won't lie
to you. All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Amazon, you know what I love about Amazon is how they offer special offers to the listeners of this show. Amazon cares, so they want all of our listeners to enjoy unlimited reading, unlimited listening, and here is the kick. You can do it on any device with their Kindle Unlimited offer. One thing about the Kindle is that when it came out, all the books and everything was on your Kindle. You have to have the Kindle Fire, the Kindle HD. That's no longer the case, folks. You can have any web-enabled phone, which today, other than my dad's phone, what phone is not web-enabled? Get Kindle Unlimited through fatguyradioshow.com by clicking the special Kindle Unlimited offer and try it for 30 days. This is all you have to do, folks. I'm going to break it down to you. If you simply try it for 30 days, you're helping the show. You don't have to buy it. You don't have to renew it after 30 days. And Amazon will send you an email saying, hey, your Kindle Unlimited offer is going to renew in 30 days. Do you want to keep it or do you want to cancel it? And you can cancel it. What helps the show is that Amazon sees that we have an active audience that is willing to go out and just try this new offer, Kindle Unlimited. Simply click the banner, sign up, and try it. If you already have Prime, it'll roll right into that. If you already have an Amazon account, it'll roll right into that. Click the banner, sign in if your computer isn't already signed in for you, and just try it free for 30 days. But if you decide to keep it, like I decided to keep mine, it's only $9.99 a month thereafter. Amazon Kindle Unlimited. Get it now through the special banner on our website. If you want it, you can have it, and you can get it through the Fat Guy Radio Show Amazon portal. Amazon, so easy, their delivery boxes smile. And that's where I ordered my Boss Baby suit pop doll that I have here that I'm showing everybody, because I love that movie so much, I decided to get one of the pop dolls. Yes.
I know for a fact that when you when they say parentheses and like it has like a suit, mm-hmm. that means there's an alternative Boss Baby.
Yes.
So what's the other one? Diaper?
The other one is diaper and tie. Okay. But he's in the other one, he's got on a white shirt, a tie.
And diaper.
And a diaper. But then he has the, I don't know, the sock straps. I don't know if anybody can see that, but he's got like the sock straps that hold your socks up.
Hold on,
because he's really old school. He's got like the sock straps that hold up.
Ah, okay.
You see what I'm talking about?
Yes.
It's really
the
cute.
The ones that kind of like the women when they have those for their leggings, for their like stockings, they have the stocking straps and everything. It's like suspenders you clip to the bottom of your trousers.
Yes, exactly.
Your undergarments.
Sock suspenders, if you will. Lady K, I'm not sure why you're hearing double baby girl, but no one else is complaining that there is a double Doug Angle. Where's that block button?
5 minutes.
His white ass didn't want to come in here and sit in the studio. Now he wants to sit there and talk crap. Our commercials are not 5 minutes long, Doug.
They're 4 minutes and 55 seconds.
They're 4 minutes and
garters.
59 seconds.
Garters.
Garters. Thank you, Doug. You finally did some good instead of talking smack. You know where the studio is. Come here and say what you got to say. No, I'm kidding, Doug.
Please, all right. Hold up. We're about to get another one right now.
I know we are.
And it's going to say, oh, screw you, Corey. Yep. Thank you, Doug.
All right. Well, Doug, sit back and relax. Put your keyboard in your pants because it's time for a new segment that we're introducing. This can either go very well or it could go very wrong because this involves one individual that's not really up to being featured on the show.
Exactly.
But he is featured on the show. Five months ago.
Almost five months ago,
Lip and his lovely wife experienced vaginal discharge.
Oh!
he had a baby.
Oh.
So now, ladies and gentlemen, we want to introduce a new segment that was born out of the mind of the intern. So God knows how this is going to go.
Oh, no.
It is called Talking Lip Baby.
Baby, baby, baby.
And this segment is for Lip to give us an update on what's going on with baby Philippius.
Oh, it's my turn to speak?
Yes. Oh. When I stop talking, you start talking. We don't have any bed music for the baby, so.
Well, I guess I'll just have to wait.
I want my baby, baby.
And we're talking about Lip's. We're talking Lip.
Baby, baby, baby.
So what's new with the baby?
She discovered her hands.
Baby, baby, baby,
I believe she's discovering her feet.
Baby, baby,
like she has no idea they're there.
She didn't know that they were there before. All right, she's discovering her. How is she discovering her feet? How can you tell your baby is discovering your feet?
Well, she's kicking everybody.
I thought it was from when they're putting them in their mouth.
She hasn't got to that point, but she's like kicking all the time, and she like controls one leg only. Like, I think it's our left leg, and she just starts kicking you, like, repeatedly.
Are you sure that's not, like, body spasms? And
nah, because she'll look at you.
Maybe she had a stroke.
Yeah, maybe she had a little baby stroke.
So, like, if you're not paying attention, she'll, like, start kicking you, and then you look at her, she'll stop.
Oh, so that's her way of getting attention.
Yeah, but
A little girl. And Lip is not the unsung hero of Fat Guy Radio Show, according to Doug off the Facebook. I'm going to need you to take that feet down, because he's distracting me now. So she's discovering her feet.
Yeah, her hands definitely. She's got them in her mouth all the time now.
So she's got her feet in her mouth.
No, her hands.
Her hands in her mouth.
Her hands in her mouth.
So and she takes off those mittens. She's like, screw these things.
Yeah, because because you know how when babies start to scratch themselves, you put mittens on them because their nails are long.
Yeah.
And well, Lip didn't have mittens, so he put those little things that you put on the end of turkey feet when you put the turkey in the oven.
Oh.
So she had those little puff of stuff things on her hands. And then
I wonder what those are called, Doug.
And let's go to the Facebook. But I was wondering why Lip had those on there. So when I first saw that he had those little puffing stuff things that you put on turkeys, on
write that thing, down.
On the babies, I decided to bring in a broiler pan.
Wow.
All right, so what else is going on with the baby?
Baby, baby, baby.
She's starting to roll over.
Nice.
Nice. That's a good sign.
Now, is that roll over from her back to her belly or her belly to her back? Because there's a huge difference.
Both.
Oh.
Ooh.
So basically, she's learning how to do the alligator roll.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, because that's what alligators do.
Or the pit bull roll.
Or the pit bull roll.
Bite and roll and shake.
Hopefully, she doesn't do the flounder, because when the flounder rolls over, you have to get a new flounder.
You got to get a new flounder.
I was trying to find a way to put that, and I couldn't put that anyway. That would be really nice. I'm sorry, Lip. Reset.
Baby, baby, baby.
So you taught her to roll over.
Yeah, and so...
Come here, jalapeno baby. Come here. Roll over. Oh, that's a good boss baby. She will be the boss.
She will.
She is too damn cute. She will
she
be.
She is.
Run.
Not a will. She is.
She is. She. Oh, yeah.
She controls everyone with an iron left leg.
Yeah.
Kick.
Lady K off the Twitter said you taught her how to tootsie roll. The tootsie roll.
Yeah.
Lady K, you stop twerking. All right.
Oh, wow. Lady K.
All right. What else is going on while we're talking Lip Baby?
Baby, baby, baby.
So when she's on her stomach, you know, she's like
she
moving
farts?
Her legs.
She farts. Well,
she farts a lot.
She gets that from me.
Nah, she might have got that from me.
When I had her one day, I blew in her nose and fart. You know, because that's how you make a baby fart. You blow in their nose and it's a little cute little fart too. It's a little baby fart. It's like.
I've never heard that.
You never heard that
before?
You
blow into a baby's nose and they fart?
Yeah, don't try that at home.
Hold on. My thing is, first of all, why are you blowing into a baby's nose? What if they have mocos and then like the boogers go down their throat and everything?
What do you,
and they poop them out?
What do you think baby poop is? It's nothing but nose mocos.
That's so gross.
Can you tell us?
Is that why it's so
can
green?
Can you tell it's been 16 years since I've had a baby?
Lip, first of all, this man just publicly admitted that he put his mouth on your baby's nose.
Well, I had to because she got nervous from the hookers.
Why do you have hookers?
This isn't about me, Lip. This is your segment.
Baby, baby, baby.
So when she's on her stomach, what were you going to say?
Oh, yeah. So when she's on her stomach, her legs are in the motion of crawling,
uh-huh.
But her arms are not. So she's just like face planting like every like half a foot.
Is she scooting?
Kind of. On her back, she can scoot easily. Like she's like is, you know, vertical on the bed, and then she goes horizontal and she's just like all over.
She's like a sidewinder.
Yeah. She's like, she's wormy.
Yeah.
She's worming on her gut.
No, well, when she's on her back, she moves a lot. But when she's on her gut, she can't go nowhere because she's like just can't control her arms, you know? She don't have strength. Well,
maybe she's having the problem that I have when I lay on my back. I'm so fat, I can't breathe when I'm laying on my back. That's probably why she's kicking her legs. I kick my legs like an apartment roach that's fighting a raid.
Yeah, but...
baby,
I thought you just flapped your tail like a beach swell.
Do the funny over the
I'm sorry.
Bit.
I was gonna forget it if I didn't. I'll say it again.
Okay.
I thought you just flapped your tail like a beach whale.
Beach whales don't flap their tails.
Yes, they do.
They flap their fin flippers.
No, they flap their tails trying to get back into the ocean.
They flap.
Have you ever seen a beach whale?
Yes, I've seen four of them.
I've seen you in bed.
Yes.
That's a beach whale.
Well, let's not get into that. Oh my goodness.
Oh, happy day.
All right. So
that's the line there.
So, all right. So, what else can you update us about Lip Baby? That's a long-ass segment.
Yeah.
All right.
It's funny, though.
I'm not going to have nothing for next week.
We're not going to do this again next
I'm pretty sure next week she's going to have a whole... She's going to start speaking next week.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's gonna I hope her first
money.
Word...
Her first word is going to be money.
I was hoping it was going to be...
landscape.
I thought...
She had her first jalapeno.
Or backhoe.
Backhoe. Now, that's no way to talk about lip.
I'm not. You back that thing up, ho.
Okay, wait, hold on. That's big, bro. How was her reaction to her first jalapeno?
She did not
That's
have
what
her.
He just said. He
There's
just
no
said that.
There's no way. He's making that up. There is. I will call Mistress Philippius, right? Mistress Lip.
I thought she was tongue.
I will call you Mistress Tongue Lip Baby now and verify.
Did she really have a jalapeno?
There's no way you gave her a jalapeno.
She would probably had a stroke.
I'm a registered pediatrician and down in Cuba, and I can tell you from my professional opinion, there is no way you gave a jalapeno to a 3.5-month-old baby.
Did you give her lemon yet? She has lemon?
No, she started eating cereal, though.
Cereal?
Out of a spoon, yeah.
What kind of cereal?
She holds a spoon.
No, I fed it to her, but...
Oh, okay.
You know, the baby cereal that's like... I don't know.
That's not real cereal. I thought you were saying you were shoveling
You could put that baby cereal in a bottle.
I do now, but with the doctor's like, you can feed her with her spoon. If she takes it, then she's ready. So we tried it, and she took it out of the spoon. So.
And you know what? That was good advice from your doctor, because I am a registered pediatrician down in Guava, and we concur that feeding a baby on a wooden spoon that you cook with that's the same size as their face is actually healthy for building her digestive tract.
Digestive track.
Wow. Any other baby lip while we're talking baby lip news?
I think that's it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up Talking Lip. Oh, damn it. Wrong.
That baby was about to look super cool.
That baby was twerking. That's it for Talking Baby. Oh, damn it. Talking, get off the slide. I screwed it up.
I think the board is flipping out.
All right, hold on one more time.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for, that's not even the right slide either.
Okay.
What, all those naps and you screwing up, there we go.
Well, you said get off the slide, so I got off the slide. I went to a regular slide. You didn't say go back to the previous slide.
That's it for Talking Lip.
Baby, baby, baby.
I want my baby back.
I was wondering what that was.
Baby back ribs. I want my baby back ribs. Barbecue sauce.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
I totally misread that. I thought you meant like ended. This was long version.
Yes, this was long version.
I get
right?
that now. After I moved off the ended, and I was like, oh, baby. I was like, dang, that was the extended version.
True. Switching gears here.
Yes. That's a good segue.
Yeah, it is. We know that people in Arizona cannot drive very well.
Yeah.
Lip, I blame you and your peoples.
Well, I actually know the real reason why people in Arizona can't drive.
And well. Doug, because Doug is always distracted because he's got a minivan with like 25 kids in the back. He can throw punches. I can throw punches too. He stopped commenting, so I'm afraid he might be on his way to the studio right now. I'll be a little afraid. Thank God the door is locked.
Or is it because when I came to the studio,
mm-hmm.
Rufus was not at his post?
That's because Rufus was fired 3 years ago. You and Lil D need to let that go. It's no longer Rufus.
We said that we will call every security guard now Rufus.
Well, they fired the previous Rufus now.
Well, the new Rufus.
The new Rufus 4.0.
Exactly. He wasn't at his post. So
Rufus Addendum 2.
Maybe Rufus Addendum 3 got fired as we speak. But the door was left wide open.
Well, if he comes in, he comes in, and we'll just fire up chair number 8. We know people in Arizona have a hard time driving. Why do you think people in Phoenix have a hard time driving?
Because Arizona has the straightest, most grid-like driving roads.
Okay, yeah, Arizona, Phoenix, and except for when you get into some of the outside surrounding cities, like when you get up into the mountains, you get up into North Scottsdale, you get into Far East Gilbert. But for the most part, the metropolitan Phoenix area
is on a grid
system, meaning that we have one dividing line, which is Central Avenue.
Yep.
And everything east of Central Avenue is considered the streets. Everything west of Central Avenue is considered the avenues.
Yes. Now, that because it's so easy, you have all these people coming from different states where their roads is just jacked.
Okay.
And then they get on these good roads and be like, woo!
I mean, literally in Arizona, literally in Phoenix, you can I thought that little kid was in here jumping up and down on the console. You all right? What were you doing?
I went to adjust my shirt and my hand flew up and I just smashed it in the console.
You shouldn't have that shirt on anyway. But anyway, you can literally drive from one end of the city to the other end of the city.
Yes.
North and south. Then you can also drive northwest and southeast diagonally through the city all the way up till you hit the freeway that takes you to Vegas by this thing called Grand Avenue.
Yes.
Grand Avenue connects to the freeway that'll take your little ass all the way up to Vegas. So it's right through the middle of the city.
Yeah.
Right through the middle of the city. And it's very easy to get around. Well, the reason why I brought up the fact that Phoenix drivers are not that great of drivers, even though we're not the number one car accident capital of the country, we are in the top five of the most red light runners.
What about the wrong way drivers?
We're getting there.
Go on, read the notes.
We are getting there. But the reason why I brought this up is because Google and their company,
Shusel,
also known as
Uber,
not Uber, dang it, why
Lyft?
The video is covering up the title of it. But Google is partnered with their company, or it's actually a partner of company, or part of Google, where they are now test driving self-driving cars.
Self-driving
cars in Phoenix, and it's called Waymo, which is a subsidiary of Google. And they are testing self-driving cars for the first time. They are inviting members of Phoenix, Arizona to test its autonomous vehicles.
Autonomous
vehicles. I had a moment of aphasia there. Yeah. The early rider program is being offered to some parts of Phoenix metro area. Residents can apply to test out the vehicles and then provide feedback on their experience. Hundreds of people have already applied for the program. I envision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hasn't these cars already ran people off the road and gotten in car accidents?
I think I've heard of one.
I have not heard of any.
I thought I've heard of a couple of them having some problems.
Well, the last time I heard of a self-driving car having problems was in Total Recall when Arnold Schwarzenegger had to blow up that Billy Cab's face.
These things are vans, and you can clearly see that it's a self-driving car because it's just shaped differently because all the technology is like on the top of it. I would thank you, Lady K, for the pronunciation. Autonomous. Thank you, Lady K. Lady K off the Twitter says, you won't catch me in one. DT, would you ever get in a self-driving car?
No, especially if it went to the car wash on 99th Avenue in Northern. Thank you, Doug. He's back.
What about you, Lip?
No, I don't think so.
No. What will happen if you see a self-driving car?
I will wreck into it.
I'm getting off the road.
You're really good at wrecking it. I don't know how I feel about this, especially in Arizona. Especially in Phoenix. Because we can't, the light rail system, when they first opened it, ran for what, 3 hours before somebody hit it?
Yeah, someone got smashed.
Can you imagine what's going to happen when these cars are out there driving themselves?
Yeah, I can't imagine.
All I think when I hear of these self-driving cars is iRobot. I'm telling you, the machines will eventually create their own mindset and they will start to take over.
I can see that.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That's
definitely coming. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back on the other side of this break with a segment that everybody loves so much. We're talking trailer talk. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. You miss a little, you miss a lot.
Hey,
Hey there. While the real me is on break, the pre-recorded commercial me wanted to let you know the coolest way to listen to the show. With someone. Binging on the show is cool. Going at it alone with your burrito in hand is also cool. But listening with someone, like your friends, is awesome. It gives you a chance to come up with some good zingers to tweet in on the show. So gather up a friend or two, log on to the live feed on Thursday nights, and laugh with a friend. I don't do the show alone, so you shouldn't listen alone. Fat Guy Radio Show. There's room for everybody. Now back to the real me.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by the Fat Guy Radio Show bonus show, Afterburn. We do a bonus show every month now. Have you heard of it? It's called Afterburn. We work our asses off to make it special for you. A fifth uncensored commercial-free episode that we record every month. It's fun, insightful, hilarious, but most importantly, it keeps Fat Guy Radio Show afloat. That additional 75 minutes, sometimes more, makes the other four 75-minute weekly shows possible. If you're already subscribed to our bonus show, that's awesome. But we also urge you to encourage other listeners to take the bonus plunge. The future of the show depends on it. Just go to fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn or click the Afterburn banner on our website. You'll get access to all our bonus content and you'll be helping Fat Guy Radio Show to continue for years to come. fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn and we thank you. Lady K loves your song selections, Lip.
You're welcome.
Nice.
Yeah, it's giving her a warm and fuzzy feeling.
Ooh, warm and fuzzy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you want it, you love it. It is the segment that everybody loves so much. We are talking trailer talk.
Movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we review the trailers because the trailers are free.
Yeah, and I totally spazzed out on us having a trailer talk. I did watch the trailer, and I am sorry that we did not
have the slide wrong.
The lower third is totally off. It's
all right, ladies and gentlemen, this week's featured trailer is
Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets for the second time.
D-Tay and his mother effing naps not working. This trailer feature is King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. When young Arthur's father is murdered, Voltigern, played by Jude Law, Arthur's uncle, seizes the crown, robbed of his birthright and with no idea who he truly is. Arthur, played by Charlie Hunnam, comes up the hard way in the back alleys of the city. But once he pulls the sword from the stone, his life is turned upside down and he is forced to acknowledge his true legacy, whether he likes it or not. Directed by Guy Ritchie, King Arthur, Legend of the Sword is set to release on May 12th, 2017. Lip, let's go to you. What did you think about the trailer for King Arthur, Legend of the Sword?
King Arturo, huh?
King Arturo. King Umberto Arturo.
Yeah, so I never really read the book. I think there's a book, right?
There's many, many books.
Oh,
and
what
many,
happened?
So I
many,
never,
many books and many,
I've
many...
I've never tracked with that whatever it is.
The history of King Arthur?
Yeah, so I don't know much about it, so I don't know what to compare to any kind of... if it's.
What did you think about the
trailer itself?
The movie, it looked...
Looks like it could be a good movie.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, I don't know what's wrong with that guy. He's scared or something in the beginning.
So you don't know the history of King Arthur?
No.
Okay.
I know that.
You don't know about Arthur Pendragon?
Well, I know that, you know, he's...
That's his name.
The only person that could pull the sword out is the king, you know, Arthur, I guess.
Right. But you didn't compare it to, like, Thor?
Kind of, yeah.
Or Thor was the only one that could pull the hammer out of the rock?
Yeah.
Thor didn't pull the hammer out of the rock.
The rock pulled the hammer out of Thor? What do you mean?
He didn't pull
it. Oh, you're talking about when he came to Earth?
I don't know.
Because Thor got his hammer from his dad.
You and my boy Leo were going to stab me in the neck for trying to make a Thor reference related to King Arthur, and it was a horrible move, and I should have never did it, and I regret it.
Well, anyways, I like it. It has a lot of action, and I probably won't see it.
Okay. D-Tay, what was your take on King Arthur, Legend of the Sword?
Well, first of all, Charlie Hunnam as Arthur Pendragon, I think, is a great choice.
Okay.
I love the fact that Jude Law is going to be a bad guy.
Dreamy.
Yes. Yes. It is about a boy.
We just queened out.
When I first saw this, I haven't seen this trailer in particular. Okay. I've seen a bunch of like the shorter versions. But when I saw this one, my immediate thought was like, oh no, they've done it again. They be their L all over the first opening. Yeah. Now I know that his father took him away from a coup de grace to save him, and his mother was murdered in the beginning of the movie.
Right.
But now, after that whole montage sequence, there's like a thing where he's like, oh, he's dreaming. And some lady asked, did you see what you need to see? He said, I see enough. Now I don't know if that's a scene in the middle to where we don't know that happened in the beginning. Okay. Or like what's going on. So now there's some intrigue there.
Ooh.
Now I want to know, there's a scene where he throws Excalibur, blip, that's the name of the sword, into the ocean, into some kind of body of water. Is it a river? Is it a lake? Is it an ocean? Where is Merlin in this? Does he meet Merlin yet? Is Merlin the girl? Because they do a lot of these shows try to like go ahead and make Merlin a girl instead of Merlin being a male. So that's some intrigue I want to find out. There is a scene where he's shadow boxing. Is he training with Conor McGregor? Like, is he getting ready for this fight against Floyd Mayweather? I don't know.
Do you want to see this movie or do you not want to see this movie?
I want to see this movie.
Thank you, Mary. But that the movie is over now.
I thought we were talking trailers. So I'm trying to analyze this trailer for all the Easter eggs that could be there. At one point, I think he said to Jude Law, let's get it on. Is this a homosexual movie? I don't know.
Okay. Jesus Christ. I almost detained Mother F during his explanation of a freaking trailer. It's just a trailer. We watched it because it's free and it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
I want to see this movie simply for the fact that I am becoming an aficionado of Kings of England. I love everything about the Kings of England. I love everything about all of the empires and the royals and where they came from, even all the way down to our current royal. I want to see this movie, even if this movie sucks. I've seen plenty of King Arthur movies on Netflix and on Amazon Instant Video, but I want to see this because the cinematography looks really, really cool.
It really does.
The CGI looks really good.
Yeah.
But that's on the little YouTube screen.
That's
I don't know what
true.
That's going to look like when I go over to the AMC
1080i.
In 1280. But the thing is, I want to see this simply for the fact that I am a fan of these type of royalty things. I just think everything overseas is, you know, just better than American history.
Yeah.
We shot ourselves, we shot other people, we shot Chinese, we won.
No, there is a movie over. I do want to see that I want like the play-by-play of what was going on in the head of the dude who murdered Abraham Lincoln.
That'd be interesting.
That'd be just like his life.
That would be interesting. And while we're talking, and that is your trailer talk, ladies and gentlemen. And before we go to break, while we're talking about overseas, I just want to give a shout out to one of our overseas listeners, Terrence William Ryan. He's in Australia, and he's a landscaper, and he follows us on Facebook, he follows us on Instagram, he follows us on Twitter. And it's so funny because he's in Australia, so he's, of course, 12, 13 hours behind us or ahead of us. And so all of his comments and his tweets are, you know, a day behind or a half a day behind and everything. But he interacts with us on all of our social media. So I just want to take a moment to just shout out Terrence. Man, thank you so much for all your love. Spread the word about the show over in Australia as well.
And I'm sorry that I laughed on that, but I looked over and Doug said that you're a liar, and the only reason you want to go see that movie is because you want more popcorn.
I hate you, Doug. I hate him so much. He's killing it, though. All right, and the thing is, Doug, all those comments are going out to all your friends, and they're wondering what the hell is Doug talking about right now, because those are all on Facebook. They're not like Lady K's little beautiful, sensual tweets that she keeps sending me.
Sensual tweets?
I see you, Lady K. All right, don't start no fire you can't put out now.
Uh-oh.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Are you
a small business owner or work for a small business or corporation and you're part of the marketing team, I'm here to invite you to join the BDB Radio Network. Internet radio programming is the most intimate way to reach new customers. The song says video killed the radio star. Well, guess what the internet radio is doing to the radio star? Learn how you can become a part of the internet radio new age of marketing by visiting bdbradio.com. Your products could be featured on shows just like this at less than half the cost of broadcast radio and a fraction of the cost of TV commercials. Don't miss out on the movement that is on-demand personal internet radio. Get started at bdbradio.com and mention Fat Guy Radio Show and receive a month of free digital ads. This offer won't last long, so marketing personnel, get on it. bdbradio.com today.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
This is Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze on fatguyradioshow.com.
Hello from Halo Cigs, everybody. The premier electronic cigarette company made in America with e-liquids in flavors to match any smoker's desires. Halo Cigs is not a tobacco company turned e-cig provider. They are the leading electronic cig company providing a seamless and easy way to switch from traditional tobacco to e-cigs. I made the switch and it was easy. My choice of e-liquid is Sub-Zero and my module of choice is the Triton Tank 2 system. See what PC Magazine calls the top rated e-cig company 2 years in a row. Halo Cigs through the Halo Cigs banner on fatguyradioshow.com. Give it to Lady K Mocha Cub.
Halo Cigs. I'm vaping, baby.
All right, welcome back to the Shuddy. Whoa. Before we get out of here, we've got one that I want to make everybody feel good. We have this new segment that we do that is when Americans do what Americans do. And ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about America F. Yeah. America, yeah. This segment is where we display stories or feature stories of Americans doing what Americans do because there is still love and goodness in America. Dateline, Enoch, Utah. Almost every child has a potty accident at some point. It's embarrassing and awkward, and lots of little kids feel really ashamed for not making it to the bathroom on time. When 6-year-old Valerie Sowards had an accident at school, she was really, really upset. The school called her mom, Connie, to let her know what happened. Then Connie called her husband, Ben, and told him that Valerie was crying and wanted to go home. So Ben grabbed his keys and headed out the door, but then had a brilliant idea. He wanted to make Valerie feel better about what happened, so he decided to do something pretty incredible. Ben went to his kitchen sink and splashed water on his pants, so when he picked up his daughter, his pants would look like hers. When Ben got to the school, his daughter Valerie was surprised that her dad had a potty accident too. The moment was so precious, Ben's older daughter Lucinda took a picture of him and his daughter and posted it on Twitter. The picture went viral. Within 4 days, the post had over 255,000 likes and over 63,000 retweets. Wow. And that has been your America F Yeah feature. America, yeah. Way to go, Daddy. Yeah.
So he just pulled a regular old Billy Madison.
He pretty much did. I mean, how could you go wrong with that? You know, kids are embarrassed by that. They didn't make it to the potty.
That's actually one of my favorite scenes of Billy Madison. Have you seen that?
I've never seen it.
Adam Sandler, one of Adam Sandler's greatest movies.
Yeah.
Mm. There's a scene where he has to go back to school. He's in this like second grade class and his friend, or fourth grade class, but one of his friends has an accident. And so he goes and he splashes himself with water and he's walking around. They're like, Billy had an accident too. He's like, what are you talking about? All the cool kids have accidents in their pants. You're not cool if you don't have an accident in your pants. And so then everyone's like, oh, I want to have an accident. I want to have an accident.
Is that kind of like a joke off, a spinoff of that? I want to get chocolate wasted.
Well, actually, this is way before Happy Gilmore.
Oh, okay.
This is like one of his first movies.
It's an Adam Sandler movie, though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's why
I didn't see it.
Well, this is when he was good.
Oh, there's a difference.
This is his earlier stuff. This is like right off of Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
So this is when he was really starting out with the movies and whatnot. So he was really good with it.
Okay. I'm going to give another shout out here at the end of the show. I got to give a shout out to my GCU boss, Hap, who secured me a coveted Al McCoy bobblehead from the Phoenix Suns.
Wow.
I was not working that game. And when they announced that they would be giving out bobbleheads to the first 2,000 fans on the Ring of Honor night for Al McCoy, my director was so kind in securing me one.
Nice.
And I haven't even taken it out of the box yet because I want to get like a case to put it in because I don't want it to get dusty. But it's Al McCoy, and they don't even have a picture of what the bobblehead looks like on the outside of the box. That's how cool it is. But it's him sitting at a desk.
Nice.
And he's got his little headphones on. And Al McCoy is the radio broadcaster for the Phoenix Suns, and he is one of my biggest inspirations in radio. So I am honored by this. So thank you to Hap over at GCU and the Phoenix Suns media team, which I am proud to be a partner of. They secured these for me, even though I wasn't at that game. And they held it, and I didn't even get it till after my birthday. So it was like a late birthday gift from them. So that was very touching. And I told them I would have it here in the studio displayed right next to Thunder, who is also in the background behind me. But thank you to those guys. I really
so I was just thinking as you're dangling the box around, I'm thinking Al McCoy's in there getting all dizzy.
No, because he's pretty secured in there, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I don't know. I kind of wonder why they inducted him to the Ring of Honor so early. Is that foreshadowing? I hate to say it. Is this health deteriorating?
I don't know.
I hate to think about that.
I hate to think of that because Al McCoy, 40-something years, he's been calling the games on KTAR. And we have friends over at KTAR. And Jason Veazey is one of my good friends and supporter of the show. And I am really... I would hate to think that that's what they're doing, but there hasn't been any public notice of his health deteriorating, and there's not any visible sign of someone taking over. But speaking of the Phoenix Suns, this isn't a 3-minute sports segment, but you know who's not coming back next season?
Who?
Steve Albert, our TV voice guy.
What?
Is not coming back, but there's a fear. Mm. That Ann Myers Drysdale may end up stepping up. And I'm sorry, but I do not want to hear Ann Myers Drysdale and Eddie Johnson call in the TV broadcast.
I don't either.
But Steve announced his retirement at the end of the season.
Wow.
Lady K out the Twitter says, give people their flowers while they're still living. I hope that they are not doing something that's foreshadowing the end of Al McCoy. Because I've had an opportunity to meet him personally. I've seen him on and off the court, and he really is as genuine of a guy. He is just your little small grandpa that you just want to hear him tell you stories. He's really that great. And the day that he decides to sashay out this planet when 2016 comes to take him away, it is going to be a black eye and a dark, dark day at the Purple Palace in downtown Phoenix for the Phoenix Suns to play. I personally will be very upset when that day comes.
I will call off of work and I will be at the Purple Palace.
That would be
the roses.
That you don't. If you're not local in Phoenix, you probably have no clue who Al McCoy is. He is. When you think Phoenix Suns, you think Al McCoy. There's no way around it, and he's in the Ring of Honor. He deserves it. He really does more. If I could take a picture of the media room where all the media people hang out. They've got a nice little cafeteria back there for us, and everybody kind of hangs out back there before the game starts after we do all of our pregame prepping. And I've had the opportunity of just being back there and hanging out with him and Tim Kempton and Eddie Johnson.
I actually met Tim Kempton.
And he's a big country dude too. And Tom Chambers and Tom Leander, all those guys are just chilling back there. And they are all of the Phoenix Suns broadcasters are really exceptional guys. They really are.
Yeah.
They love basketball. They love what they do. And they are as genuine as they are on TV and on radio. when they're not on TV and when they're not on radio. And I can speak personally. I can't take pictures while we're back there in that room, but there is this beautiful wall mural of Al McCoy just honoring decades of his career with the Phoenix Suns. It was on media at one point, but I don't think we can, you know, I think it'd be frowned upon if I take pictures of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, but thank you to my GCU family for bringing that forth. Where are we at on time? Because I don't want to go over. We have 4 minutes.
Yeah, something okay. close to that.
So we talked about the self-driving car testing in Google and in Phoenix. The wrong way driving in Phoenix has increased.
Big time.
It's crazy.
Yes.
Number one, the way that the freeways are designed in Phoenix, you literally have to almost go out of your way to get on the freeway the wrong way.
Yeah.
It's almost foolproof. So Phoenix and our wonderful Governor Ducey has gotten with the Department of Transportation, and now they're thinking about putting stop sticks down, wrong way stop sticks, which are these big, huge tire punchers that pop up out of the street. And if you go the wrong way, it pretty much pops your tires.
Yeah.
Now, number one, about a year ago, we started seeing all these big, huge cartoon-sized wrong way signs appearing on the freeway off ramps. You have to be a complete idiot. This is what I think
we are completely impaired.
This is what I think, honestly, my suggestion would be. Arizona driver's license need to not expire in 100 years.
Yeah. Okay.
My driver's license I got when I was 16 years old. The picture on my driver's license is 16-year-old Corey, before he became white and rich. My driver's license does not expire until 2066.
Ooh.
I am not going to look like that. Hell, I don't look like that now. And we need to pull people back into these DMVs and reevaluate them a whole lot sooner. We put so much focuses on mental health and things like that with other issues. Maybe we need to start focusing on mental health for driver's license.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of people out there that don't have driver's license that very well could have driver's license. And then there's idiots out there that have driver's license that well should not have driver's license. But now Arizona is pretty much having to spend more millions of dollars to counteract stupidity.
Well, I already think that stop sticks are going to be stupid because you know the Arizona traffic.
Yes.
Coming off the off ramps and like there is like bumper to bumper traffic on those off ramps. All you need is for someone to like let off their brake and they slide backwards and pop a tire right there.
And how many times, okay, or this, I've done this myself. You pull off of the freeway, you're on the off ramp, and you have to pull up far into the crosswalk just to be able to see if you can take your right hand turn.
Yeah.
Who's to say that someone's gonna pull up trying to do that, find out that they can't take the right hand turn, and a biker is coming up. When a biker is approaching the bike lane or the crosswalk, what do?
You
put
reverse.
Your car in reverse. But what happens if there's the stop sticks there and you put the car in reverse?
Pop.
Pop goes a weasel because the weasel say pop.
But I don't think they're going to put them that close.
And Lady K, no.
Where are they going to put them at lip?
Where are they going to
put them at lip?
Right at the ramp, not at the street where all the traffic
right at the ramp?
Right like at, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that are listening across the board, I know this is really regional Arizona.
Right at the ramp lip? Yeah. That's too late.
No, that's
too late.
Too late.
You know why that's too late, lip?
Why?
If I made it all the way to the ramp, who's to stop another car? You stop my car, my tires are now flat at the ramp lip. Who's to say a car coming off ain't still gonna hit me?
Well,
I didn't make
intersection.
Yeah, if I'm in the intersection though, it's a brighter. A lot more people are going to see it, and I have more time to move my car out of the way, opposed to being on the off ramp. But that is retarded.
That is retarded. But the whole concept is retarded. The whole entire concept is retarded. Instead of us not having people drink and drive. I mean, you literally, ladies and gentlemen, across the world, Google Map.
Yes.
Phoenix, Arizona. What's a good intersection to look at? Google Map I-17 and Thunderbird Road. Not for any particular person, not for any particular reason on the bonus show, but Google Map. Go to Google Maps, Phoenix, Arizona, I-17 and Thunderbird Road. look how much space and how you would have to literally go out of your way to get on the freeway the wrong way.
Yeah.
It's not easy. Yeah. And these are people that are impaired and they're able to navigate the wrong way onto the freeway. I don't get it. And why is it on a rise? It's not that hard. I mean, it's very difficult to get on the freeway the wrong way.
Yeah.
And why isn't anybody honking at these people, flashing their lights at these people before they get a mile and a half on the freeway the wrong way and kill a family of four? What the hell? Is everybody just like, oh, there's a car coming the wrong way. Let me think about me. Get out of the way so I can get to my destination.
Yeah.
Why isn't anybody flashing these people, making them stop or something? There's too much activity on our freeways for this many people to be getting on the freeway the wrong way.
Yeah.
Where is our due diligence as residents? I'm not saying to put your life in danger, but if you see someone that clearly turned a right-hand turn on a freeway off-ramp with all the traffic, who is this guy that got out the way?
Well, not only that, but if it's a right-hand turn or the left-hand turn, like I'm sitting at the light and I see someone turning left to get on the off ramp, like that's the left is before the actual left they're supposed to take.
Exactly.
So I'm like, bro, and there's a sign right there that says no left turn.
And then as much traffic is
or
on
do
our
not enter.
And as much traffic is on our freeway, who got out the way?
That's true.
Who got out
that's,
the way?
That's true.
Yeah. Somebody got out. Somebody said it's all about me.
What time are these accidents happening? Because the only time I've ever seen the freeway like pretty much empty, and it's not completely empty, not even when I'm on the road.
No.
It's like 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning.
No, Lady K, I-17 is not the same as the 210. The 210 is further north. The I-17 goes right through the city of Phoenix when you Google map it.
North and south.
North and south. It runs north and south.
Oh, did she Google Earl right now?
I think she is, because she was wondering if it's a 210. Do we even have a 210?
No,
we have a 202.
We have a 202, and we have
I-10. 101,
303.
303, which is the freeway that I took AJ on for his 51. First freeway driving. We have the 51, which is the rich people freeway, only for me and Scottsdale people.
The 60.
The 60.
For poor people. oh, and East Valley dwellers. I love you, East Valley dwellers. I'm just kidding. But I think it's stupid. I really think it's stupid that we have to be so... I mean, we're just coddling these people.
Yeah, we really are.
I mean, that's honestly
ridiculous.
The way that I feel about it. Good job letting the show go to 121. When were you planning on giving me this ensign? Were you planning on touching this at any time tonight?
No.
Are we doing a 90-minute show?
A 95-minute show.
Dite is over there faking the hell out of his energy right now, knowing damn well when that record light goes off, he is going to turn into a turnip.
I'm going to the conference room to sleep on the table.
And he still ain't touched that. Oh, now the show is over, you son of a... All right, ladies and gentlemen, sorry to Justin Bieber. We almost had enough time to get to him if it was up to Lip. All right, ladies and gentlemen, today's show was brought to you by That's Not Right, Target at FatGuyRadioShow.com. Lots of savings, terrific savings and more at Target through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target, the Target banners, or by tapping the Target icon on our official show app. We love hearing from you. Drop us a letter, comment or question anytime to FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com or send us a gift. We do love surprises. Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. Interact with us on social media like Doug over did tonight. Like and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For our executive long show producer, Philippius.
Yes.
And our associate producer who changed the slide in the middle of trailer talk, Daniel Taylor.
Sup, dude?
I'm Corey Blaze and going to put my mouth on DT. Remember, everybody, skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, take them to the fork and pour screens and yell into their popcorn. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. DT is already asleep. Join us next week for an all-new Fat Guy Radio Show. See you at the top.
Hello!
Hold
on. Wait a minute. Let me put some mo-funk in it. Don't forget Halo Cigs, premium electronic cigarettes at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo Cigs. Make the switch today. There's an electronic cigarette and e-liquid for you. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo Cigs. That's all for now. Ta-ta.